The project is designed to add space for the clinic's waiting room, reception area, and chart room, along with more exam rooms and a bigger nurse's station. The medical center had been planning on starting work later this year. However, Administrator John Bringhurst says a grant from the Rasmussen Foundation did not come through.
We never did have a commitment from the Rasmussen Foundation. They showed a great deal of interest in our project and have kind of been pacing this through their approval cycles. But as the economy has turned down, their ability to fund projects has really diminished, and they announced a month or so ago that they wouldn't be funding any Tier 2 projects for 2009. So the earliest we could be considered now is in 2010.
The construction is expected to cost around $1 million, with nearly half of that already in hand from the Denali Commission. Hospital officials had hoped for another $400,000 or so from the Rasmussen, and Bringhurst says they still could see that grant next year. Meanwhile, they'll still work to finish up architectural drawings and have the project ready to build, hoping to find other sources of funding.
Basically, we have two choices. We can either wait till 2010 and hope that the economic situation improves and that Rasmussen likes our project, or we can pursue other funding sources. And I think we're going to do both. I think we'll wait and hope that Rasmussen can find the resources and the ability to approve our project. But in the meantime, I think we're going to look for some other sources and see if we can't find maybe some economic stimulus money or something out there that could move the project forward.
Design work should be done by later this spring. Bringhurst says the plans for the expansion have changed a little bit.
Initially, we were talking about using the lower floor as an entrance and coming in that alcove that's kind of on the west side of the hospital. We have now revised the plans, and we're going to build an entrance on the upper floor, on the floor that we're on currently, but it will be towards the north end of the building rather than the south end. And that makes a lot more sense for us in terms of minimizing the patient the patient's need to go up and down elevators and transfer between floors, and I think by and large it'll make a more efficient clinic to do it that way. So that's what the architects are working on right now.
And while that construction work will have to wait, a smaller remodeling project at the medical center is already underway. Bringhurst says they're adding a couple hundred square feet to the physical therapy department by removing a wall and taking over an apartment in the building that used to be used by visiting doctors. Bringhurst says the additional space will help with a department that's seen its patients grow fourfold over the past decade.
This will give the physical therapy department an opportunity to have more privacy when they're doing procedures back there. They can do two or three procedures at the same time and have a lot more privacy than what the situation allows right now. It will also provide a separate area for doing cardiac treadmills. Right now, when we do a treadmill, we have to shut down the physical therapy department, and they can't schedule patients during that time.
The physical therapy department offers injury rehabilitation, help recovering from a surgery, as well as recreation for long-term care residents. The remodeling should be completed later this month. It's expected to cost $30,000, with most of that coming from a different Rasmussen Foundation grant. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.